يا الله إني ناديتك وسعيت إني
السلام عليكم everyone, it's Halima Kagali and welcome to another episode of the Quran Lifestyle Show. Assalamu alaikum everyone and welcome back to day 4 of Ramadan Transformation Week, where today we're going to be tackling that big hot topic of productivity. Because you know, although you can develop all of those amazing things that we've spoken about so far in our training, so you can develop your clarity, you can develop your emotional and mental energy, your physical energy even, but you know, without being able to master productivity, your capacity to stay motivated and actually get things done, then it is still possible on missing out on making that really radical and impactful change that we really want to see in these blessed days of Ramadan. Now, a lot of people, they ask me, how do I manage to stay productive? Being one of the oldest siblings in a family of 9, being a wife, a homeschooling mother, as well as running Quran Rehab full-time, you know, how do I manage to get all these things done? Now, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, there are 3 Quranic tips and tools that I implement in my life that have added great value when it comes to productivity that I really want to share with you today. And with regards to the subject of productivity, I think there's 2 aspects to the answer. There is a mindset aspect, and then there's also a practical aspect as well. And I'm going to start today's training by sharing with you my thoughts and some tips relating to mindset first and foremost, because I think far too many people, they kind of just overlook that in hope of just finding some type of practical tool or an app that's going to magically make them productive overnight. And that's just not the way that things work. Okay, so the first Quranic idea relating to mindset is to simply identify yourself as a productive person. And so this is about simply choosing to embody the identity of a productive person. So telling yourself that you are one. Now, I know that might sound ridiculously simple to some people, but the truth is that if you mentally step into the role of being a productive person, so with conscious intention, you identify yourself as a productive person who's going to make X, Y, and Z happen, even if you're not sure how that's going to work, or the situation around you and the circumstances aren't perfect, you'll see how things can positively shift in your productivity levels, inshallah. And that's because everything starts up here. You know, as they say, your thoughts determine your feelings determine your actions, and your actions determine your outcome, right? And this isn't, by the way, just some type of silly self-talk fluff. You know, even if we look in Islam, we find that this reality is made very, very clear to us. And I think one of the most profound, beautiful examples of that that's demonstrated for us is in a beautiful hadith Qudsi. And in that hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts it off by saying, I am as my servant thinks I am. Subhanallah, you know, this is our Lord and our Creator in this statement telling us that there is a direct correlation between our perception of him and his role and influence in our lives. And that's not because, by the way, we have some type of mental power or physical power over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions. Wa'udhu billah. But if you understand this hadith Qudsi correctly, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's essentially demonstrating for us the power that our thoughts and our actions have, and how that naturally affects the consequences and the results that we make. So let me give you a quick example of what I mean. If, for example, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, then we're therefore going to supplicate to him, right? We're going to make dua or istighfar, and we're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and inshallah we'll be forgiven. Whereas if, on the other hand, if we didn't even believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was forgiven, we wouldn't bother engaging in tawbah in the first place, so we miss out on giving ourselves the opportunity to be forgiven. So I hope that makes things a bit clear, inshallah. So I ask you then, you know, if the way that we perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can impact the role and influence in our lives, what about the way that we perceive ourselves? You know, what kind of immense impact does our belief and our identity that we form about ourselves have over the actions and the results in our life? So you see, by ensuring that we make productivity part of our identity, we will be, ibn Allah, start becoming far more productive people, inshallah. And you know, I don't think that this internal rewiring of our minds and our identity is really a difficult thing to do, especially if you study Islam. Because whenever I've looked within the Quran, or I've personally looked at a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've always found the Muslim identity to be a productive one. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He kind of expects productivity of us when we choose to adorn ourselves with that blessed identity of being a Muslim or a Muslimah. So for example, when I read verses in the Quran such as
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
It's through verses like this, I see demonstrated to me how as a Muslim, my iman is both the internal faith that I have, as well as the external productive action that I take as well combined. And then, therefore I'm encouraged to act productively, inshallah, and with that promise of reward for it all as well. You know, when I read verses like where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ,
I learn of the constant toil of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who as my ultimate role model inspires me to be productive. When, for example, I read hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله ولا تعجز, so seek that which will benefit you, put your trust in Allah and never give up. You know, this instruction, it makes me as a Muslim feel empowered to be productive. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined excellence with regards to everything, ihsan, the high expectations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has of me makes me as a Muslim feel productive. So essentially, by better equating yourself with the Muslim identity described in the Quran and the Sunnah, we will inshallah enable ourselves to better internalize a productive identity as well. Now, the second Quranic idea I have for increasing your levels of productivity this Ramadan, it relates to personalizing your journey. You know, a lot of people, when they pursue their goals in life, they make the mistake of simply fixating on the end goal and they kind of neglect the journey towards it. So they're constantly focused on the destination and they kind of tell themselves that they just have to get there by any means necessary. And then that means that the journeys, the means to that result is often riddled with a lot of unhappiness, a lot of struggle and pain. And most people end up giving up along the way because of that. Or if they do end up somehow reaching their goals, you know, they kind of feel empty inside. And what we need to realize instead is that our journeys can actually become part of our dreams. We can experience some of that happiness and fulfillment that we're seeking from the achievement of that goal during the process. And that's simply by choosing to consciously personalize the process to make it a dream journey as well, inshallah. Now, that is going to challenge us to build up our levels of self-awareness better. It's going to require us to be more creative as well. But it's something that is possible and it's something that's going to make a huge impact on your levels of motivation and productivity when you pursue your goals. When the way you do things aligns with who you are as a person, so they include doing things in the way that naturally comes easy to you, or doing things that you love and you're deeply passionate about, or things that naturally energize you, then you're going to achieve your goals, inshallah, far more quicker, with a lot more ease. And you know, that joy that you feel as you go along in that journey is going to create this powerful drive and desire to get things done, regardless of how many tasks you have to do or how long that's going to take. So you're essentially going to become a more productive person. This is something taught to us within the Quran, because if you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't solely talk about the amazing things that are awaiting us in Jannah as a result of our iman and our actions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He consistently tells us about the good things that He's going to give us along the journey in this life as well, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, for example,
فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says,
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب.
And in another ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
So for the goals that you've set yourself this Ramadan and for all your future goals relating to your Quran relationship or otherwise, please do invest the time for more self-discovery and for more conscious planning of your journey in a way that aligns with who you are. So for example, if you're planning to do some type of study with the Quran, then please take in consideration, for example, things like what type of learner you are. Are you a visual learner? Are you an auditory or a kinesthetic learner? Take in consideration the things that motivate you. Are you somebody who is a social butterfly, so you like to be around the company of other people, you feel energized by it? Or are you the type of person who prefers to digest information alone in solitary? Do you prefer to have a lot of certainty in the way you approach your Quran relationship, or do you prefer a bit of variety? You know, all of these things, they're going to impact the choices that you make. So whether you do study online or offline, the type of materials that you use, whether it's physical books or auditory recordings, even the type of teachers and the type of curriculum that you should opt for to help you be more productive, inshallah. You know, we are all so different. And in consideration of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His immense love and His kindness, He facilitates various different paths for us to Jannah according to that. And that's why you find so many authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he told us about the various different gates of Jannah, right? That people are going to enter through on the Day of Judgment. So you've got the gates of jihad, for example, or the gates of fasting or dhikr, or for forgiving people and charity, etc. And this should highlight for us the power of personalizing our journeys, especially when we're setting up and we're pursuing our goals in life. And it shows us the positive effect that that can have on our level of productivity and what we end up achieving as well. You know, by personalizing your journey, it's going to help you to better appreciate all the moments that you experience along your journey. And that is really super important when you engage with the Quran. You know, when you're working on your Quran goals, please remember that essentially what you're doing is you have an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted you with to spend time with Him, you know, to be in His company, to converse with Him and to connect with Him. So please do appreciate and delight every time that you sit with the Quran, you know, to read it, to study it, to memorize it. Cherish each moment you have to reflect on it or to love it or to simply look at it. Because this is the ultimate source of goodness in our life, and it's a means of us coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, when we personalize our journey, like I said, we tend to remember this better and enjoy and treasure each moment that we have spent with this gift. You know, what I've done for you is I put a list of things in your worksheets today that you might want to explore about yourself, and you might want to take in consideration when you're planning your Ramadan goals. They're just things that you can explore, and some practical tools as well on how you can go about exploring those things. So these things, inshallah, that I've listed for you are ways that can help you bring a lot more joy and productivity to your journey. The third Quranic idea, and the last one that I want to share with you for increasing your levels of productivity this Ramadan, it relates to blocking time. Because if you don't block time out of your everyday schedule for significant progress towards your goal, then you are always going to live a reactionary life instead of a productive one. If there are not blocks of time in your day that are designated specifically to complete certain tasks that's really important to your growth and your goals, then you're just going to fill them with distractions. And if you leave all these things to randomness by telling yourself, you know, oh, I'll do such and such during the day whenever I find time, especially when you do this in Ramadan with your Quran relationship, the reality is that you're just stealing from your potential. You're robbing yourself of the gift of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. You know, in Surah Al-Asr, which most of you not only know, probably memorized as well, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr," right? Allah, which literally translates as, "Time is running out, mankind is drowned in loss." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that surah, He then describes who are the exception to that loss. So those who are successful despite this fleeing nature of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in that surah that they have four distinctive qualities. And the first of them being, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But I ask you this. So it says, except those who believe. But believe in what exactly? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't say those who believe in me or the last day or the angels and the messengers, etc. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does in various other verses in the Quran. You know, although all of these things are generally understood to be included in that verse, if you actually look at the siyaq of the surah, the context, it suggests that the exceptions are those who believe that time is running out and they truly internalize that they are drowning in loss as a result of that. But why is this conscious awareness about time fundamental to our success for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mention this in our battle against time? Because when you truly believe and you internalize this reality about time, you know, as a person, especially with the correct iman anyway, what will naturally happen to you? Well, as the ayah though then goes on to tell us, the second trait of people who are successful with their time is وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, right? That they do good deeds. So deeds that reconcile and correct that situation. And that's true, isn't it? You know, as a person of iman, when you realize that time is against you, that you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be held to, you know, to account for all of your actions, for every second of your life, what are you going to do? You're going to try to do as many good deeds as possible while you can, isn't it? You know, successful and productive people, they never make the excuse about time. They just embrace that reality by consciously blocking out time where they know they can work on and dedicate towards their growth and the development of things that's important in their life. You know, please understand that blocked time is protected time. Do you remember how on day one in my introduction video, I asked you all to pause the video and to grab a paper and pen and to identify, to block out time of about 30 minutes or so every day where you could go through all of these consecutive videos in Ramadan Transformation Week? So do you remember how I physically told you to get that paper and pen and to write it down? What did I tell you? I told you that that was not only as a commitment for yourself, but also to share that with your loved ones as well so they could respect that time for you. Well, I'm pretty sure that those people who did that and those people who are the ones sitting here today having watched every single video from beginning to end. You know, you have to do the same thing with your Quran goals in Ramadan. So from now, with the goals that you've set yourself, try to identify, you know, what 3 to 5 tasks need to be done in order to achieve that goal. And then please, before Ramadan comes, schedule in that time every day in order to block out that time in order to work on those things. You know, as one of my mentors always says, he always says that if it's not on the calendar, so it's not scheduled in, it's a dead dream. Just realize it's not protected time. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, knowing the importance of salah for us as human beings, He Himself, He blocked out 5 times a day for us, time to engage in that. And that's to protect the salah for us. Blocking time is everything, literally speaking. That's how the whole universe and all of life is sustained. Because when you look in the Quran, how many verses do you have where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us that he made everything in measure. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He appointed times. How things don't overrun each other like the moon and the sun, for example. SubhanAllah, Allah Himself is demonstrating for us the importance of blocking time in our day for things to run productively in our own lives as well. You know, you cannot be productive without having the necessary focus, and you can't live a life of focus without blocking time for your goals. It really is that simple. Now, we spoke of the power of strategic questions in session 1 on clarity, right? So, and what I've done is I've actually included a set of strategic questions for you in your action journals down below for you to download and to complete. That's going to help you to identify what needs done every day and to help you block the time to do it, inshallah, so that you can be a lot more productive. Now, please don't forget to download those worksheets, like I say, every single day and do the work. And don't forget to participate in the chat role down below as well. And please do use that hashtag Ramadan Transformation Week on your social media so that we can find and we can celebrate you. You know, the fact that you're still sitting here following us on day 4 of this training really shows me how committed you are, mashallah, tabarakallah, for your own growth and for your preparation for Ramadan. So I really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you for that and to put a lot of barakah in all of your plans. It really is, like I've said so many times, an honor to be connecting with beautiful souls like yourself. Now, I know it takes a lot of effort to be following along every day and downloading the worksheets and doing the work. So I just want to let you know that you're doing great, alhamdulillah. And I'm going to see you again tomorrow, inshallah, where we're going to be talking about how to increase your confidence levels going into Ramadan. I love this subject because it's really going to help you to have more breakthroughs and really help you to basically turn up with Ramadan on your A game and help you to really importantly feel good doing it as well. So until then, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you are yet to join Ramadan Transformation Week Challenge, then please head over to QuranRehab.com to get access to all of the videos and those all-important worksheets that are actually going to help you implement everything you're learning into your personal life, inshallah. Also, be sure to join the private Facebook group, the Ramadan Transformers, where you're going to be able to connect with like-minded, aspirational Muslims like yourself. It's a fantastic place to get support and motivation throughout the training and throughout Ramadan. It's a fantastic place to participate in great discussions and questions. And you'll be able to find out more about our fantastic giveaways on there as well that we are offering for this week only. So don't miss out.